begin the current daven sechdes even that pay hey begin the manal we begin to taste the master begin to listen gemara bar shabin shtechat seres if you have a pit between two courtyards mafleg is mekaisel zed dal bechulu that four tefach away from this wall and four tefach away from this wall etc. Chase can explain the reason why this is not similar to this case of where you have this alleyway with the pits inside of that to the case that the gemara is going to bring later on with the ruins that are between the two houses because Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel said the pit between two courtyards. That each one's allowed to fill up with at least a sign of a ledge. So Pesach Brukhon just Rashi explains. Shkiyesh bin Shteichat says, what's this case talking about? That there is between the two courtyards, Kain Mavah Katan, like a small alleyway. Vein, you're in Pesuch and Loyan, there's no dwellers opening up into that alleyway. But Habar, Ba'isay Havsik, and the pits in that set off space. So, that's Halacha Zemoitzis is called Shu Ad Labar. This guy could stick out a ledge up until the pit and the Maladir Chalang and he can fill up through his window. But Chainze and also the other one. The Kibin of Flag is Dalit since Fort Tvachim away. Leishol to be lesser. Zelzet. So neither one has dominion over that area to make it a better one on the other. And to the fact that each one has rights into the Movi, it's also not like that. No one has an opening into this alleyway to go by foot. And they only use the area through the airspace. And therefore, as Bedin, who the truth is, that Feliz is not in the bayou. Even a ledge really is unnecessary. And Meshum Hekaba Alma, Shmuel requires it like as if for a sign. You shouldn't get confused. You shouldn't use Bishos Acheres Shoshnaim Bele'er of a different area which is utilized by two people, which is really has dominion of both them without a nerve. Meshumachim Isak Nehachaporta, therefore, here, where it's not even really that case, it's enough to fix it just a little bit. That's the halacha according to Shmuel. Now, Ola Rav, let's talk Shmuel Tikkun. According to Rav, it doesn't require any rectification because he holds in on the Moisal Chaver, Derechavi. Even if it was an area of both, a person cannot make it forbidden on his friend through the ear space. Now, Rashi Yikshuba Atzmim B'Samach. Rashi himself shortly asks on himself later on the Gemara, the Gabashne Batim, regarding the case of Rav of two houses, Vashal Shkubas Benam, you have three ruins between them. Then Tsai also, which the middle ruin is forbidden. Omukri Lahu, the Kamaki Chatsub, and the Gemara ends up explaining this, talking about that's made like a tripod, the Chehei Chedem Tsai. So the difficulty is just like that middle churva. But Kuli Aslashnim is forbidden for both of them in totality. And the reason is Mishim Shukolach and Mishnamish Vidal, the Smukham Libelah, because each one uses the four tefachim that's near him in that middle churva without in the ear space. So both have dominion in that middle churva. So Achenami, yes, it's Alzema because they're also each one should make forbidden on the other one, the small alleyway, to give him the Cholech and Yachlish Tamash Babas Mochum, because since each one could use the four tefachim that's nearest to him, the Kibin Shabbabi Asa. So since the Mavi becomes Asa, hey, Yachlish Shabbabi Asa, and Abbar Lachatzah, Yachavah, Mabba Asa, how could you go ahead and lower down and take the water from the pit of the courtyard through the ear space of the Mavi to his courtyard? But Tirtz Loi Dami, Rashi answers, no, it's not similar. Because the Iluch, however, whereas regarding the ruin, Mishtam Shabbanam Mesamach, you actually do use the area near you. So, therefore, each one has equal utility of Shilshul. Aval Hacha B'mavi, but here in the alleyway, actually, Legishrum Tashmash, Elamili, the only utility you're using is for drawing the water. But where are they? Aflag is Abadalad. And that's through an airspace of Fort Fachim, which is considered separate, and that each one is not considered having dominion in that area, and they're not going to be Eisen Zalzah. That's one approach. Verima Farash explains, Kagoyin Shizahabar. We're talking about actually where this pit was not just in the middle of the alleyway, as one would have the picture the way Rashi says it. Rather, Moshech Kol Orech HaChatzeres. The pit actually runs along the entire length of the courtyards. Umafsik Bein Dal Das Mochum L'Chatzezu. And it interrupts between the four Tvachim that's near this courtyard. Larbas Mochum L'Chatzeches to the four Tvachim that's near the other courtyard. Where each one is considered its own area because the pit is actually separated between the two of them. And therefore, regarding what's on this side of the pit is for this one, and what's on the other side is for the other one, and therefore neither one is becoming forbidden from the other one. Whereas in regards to the churva, where the middle churva is both in totality by both of them, because there's nothing separating the two of them to say which one is up until his area and this one's the other, therefore the whole thing becomes forbidden. Or Inami, another approach, Oimri the Re says, that this separation that's between the two different courtyards where the pit is in that, ain't the Rishos HaYachad. That separate area is not a Rishos HaYachad, it's a Rishos HaRam LeKarmelis. Either it's a public domain or a Karmelis, and therefore neither one are using the forbidden area, they're only using the pit itself. And we're talking about Mechitzas HaBar Gvar Masar, because the walls of the pit itself are 10 Tvachim high. The Kshalim Malam and HaBar LeChatzah, so when you're drawing the water from the pit to the courtyard, Mevi and Derech Mil Malam Yod, you're using the area above that karmel is Rosh Hashanah, and you're going above 10 tefachim, that will make a tour. Now, halacha above 10 tefachim Rosh Hashanah is actually an exempt area. Because in Mishmaitin, like we say in the Sugi, Mishnei Bat, Mishnei Tzid, Rosh Hashanah, when you have two houses on either side of Rosh Hashanah, the mutter lizig mezelze, you'll have to throw from one house to the other one, if not for the concern that it actually might come in full. Ah, so therefore, you can't compare to the case of the churva, which is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and that goes up to the sky, and if it doesn't help, even above 10 tefachim, through lowering down, and therefore it belongs to both, and therefore it's both going to be usher in contrast to the case over here of the bar. So Taisan said, regarding this alleyway between the two different courtyards, and there is no opening from the courtyards like a regular alleyway, rather the singular utility that they're doing is drawing the water from the pit, and since it's more than 4 tefachim from the chatzar, so therefore neither one has reshus over that, and therefore they don't make a forbidden one on the other. Because again, there's no foot traffic. Now, so why is it different than the case of the churva between two different courtyards? According to Rashi, it's because the churva, you use it nearby just like you use it as a distance. So therefore, both of them have equal easy utility for that. Whereas over here, the only thing could be is for the pit of the water, which is more than Tal Tzvachim. According to the reading, the first approach, we're talking about where the pit actually runs along the entire length of the mavur. So therefore, that separates the two areas, whereas in the case of the churva. According to the second interpretation, that the place where the bar isn't actually in Rosh Hashanah of the Karmelis, and therefore you're allowed to draw the water because the walls of the bar are 10 tefachim high, and you're taking it through a makam tur, which is above 10 tefachim from the Rosh Hashanah of the Karmelis. Oh, and that's like Shnei Bati B'Shnei Tzid Rosh Hashanah. They're allowed to use it in contrast by the Churva, where it's Rosh Hashanah, which is Oila Alarikia. Continuing says the Master begins with the Gemara, Dilma Kedra Papa. Maybe it's like Rav Papa, which tries to explain, so what was the Gemara's Habmin? The Gemara said that from the teaching of Shmuel, you have a roof near Rosh Hashanah, you need to have a permanent ladder to permit the people in the house. You can't prove the Shmuel holds that, you see, you're going to aser derech aver, because maybe, as the Gemara says, it's like Rav Papa, that they're just putting their hats and their scarves on it, that bekumta besuja, which as the Gemara had said previously, which is not using the airspace. Now, Taisa explains, so what was the Gemara's having mean to prove over here that you see derech aver is going to be aser? Because mikar sagadai, the reason the Gemara assumed, the ayri b'masal is kveit, we're talking about heavy loads. The oisin in regilna skavlik salam, this is how Taisa says a little bit different than Rashi, that those things you don't usually come so close to the wall, because the mishamash magagadai zrika, how are you going to put this heavy thing onto the roof? By throwing it. Like the people that they carry these loads on their shoulders with a stick, because right in Makassar, when they want to shoulder it, Mikasa Malagag, they shoulder it on the roof, and therefore the Yeshhevsik Dalad Min Hav, or the Gir says Mina Ishlagag, so you can have a distance of 4 tefachim from the man to the roof. And that's the only way you can get a heavy load up onto the roof. My answer is no, but coming to Masuji, we're talking about the scarves and the hats, Shudovaka, which is a light thing, we're again the scarf because, and therefore those type of things, you come close to the wall, and therefore people have a derech aver, and therefore it's not through the airspace, and maybe there's no raya that Shmuel held that you're going to make oyster even derech aver. Ketan next says the Master begins with the Gemara, Shnei Bat, the Mishal Shchur Bezbeinayim. You have two houses and three ruins between them. Just to explain the reason why the ruins are not problematic because of their owners. Rabbit said you have two houses and three ruins between them. Each one could use the ruin that's near him. So Pishma Kunj Rashi explains. Shein lo korbes bayil. The ruins don't have owners. Elo b'nei abatim ha'elo. Only the homeowners on either side, the two houses. Mashma, it sounds like the subject that he holds. Dem yesh lo bayil. It sounds like from Rashi that if the ruins had owners, those owners would make it forbidden on the homeowners on either side because they're breached to those areas. Now, Avagav, even though that we rule that if there's no dwell, that if the people are not living over there, they actually don't make it forbidden the courtyard and the mabit that's open to them, because the karmel the that a person has in someone's courtyard, a place where straw is kept or a barn and things like that in his friend's courtyard, it does not make it forbidden because it's not a place of dwelling. That he says that a dwelling without any owners, even if it is a deer. But if the owner is not there, it's not a deer. It's over here by the churva, even if it's owned by someone else. Why would that be a problem? Kamakum still says Taisa because b'taycham inside that churva and all the other ones, even if you're not dwelling over there, mi aslo talta. However, you are forbidden to carry in there itself because it's owned by the other person. You're just not going to make it problematic of carrying in the other houses in the courtyard that they did not make an air with. Ubesef Adar and the Gemara. At the end of Adara and Daf Ayin Dalem and Aleph, Pirkei Mehedya explicitly says this idea, Gabi, where it's talking about a Mavi that has a Chatza and a Churva, which according to Rabbi Yechanan, that is sufficient to permit as a Mavi with a Lech B'Kaira. And when that goes, might come to carry out the vessels of the house to the Churva through the Mavi, which you're not allowed to perish, what that means to say is, Because, and what would be the problem? Because it's a different domain that has owners, and you're not carrying out from the house to Obed here. And they didn't make a shittim mabayis with the mavli, although it makes it into a mavli because it has a bayis and a churba, but it cannot join Shein Neiseres because the people in the churba don't make it forbidden to go ahead and carry in the mavli. Like we had previously learned in the Brisa, in the service of Makom Dirbavad, you only make it forbidden if it's a place of dwelling by itself. It's a place where people eat or where they sleep. So you see that also over there, that on the one hand, that you have the place of dwelling that has owners, it's not going to make it forbidden. You don't have to do any sheet. If on the other hand, you're not going to go ahead and carry the vessels over there. So that's the same, this chilik, this differentiation, that yes, that if there's a Dirbali Bailam, it's not going to make problematic for everyone else, but in there itself, it would be problematic. And that was the concern that is being inferred from the words of Rashi. But then says Taisus, this that we're saying that you're allowed to use the house is allowed to use the churva that's near it. Although his friend also has rights, because we said that these three churvas are there's no owners. If there was an owner, then there would be a problem, like we said, inferred from Rashi. So there's only these two owners. So why are we saying that the guy's house who's near the churva close to him could use it? But his friend also has rights in it. That's his taste. No, he does not make it forbidden for the one closest to it. Because this guy also has a right in it. And both have partnerships in all three churvas. And each one does not make it forbidden for the other one, the one churva that's closest to him. Since for this guy it's convenient, this guy it's difficult, we're going to give it to the one that is convenient. Now, what B'shtei gives us to Royce, the same pick in the Nalacha of the two porches at the end of the parak, where we say, we generally talk about where they make one for the upper one, not for the lower one. But the Gemara there mentions, if Asal Tachtainim, if they make these machitzes for the lower porch, then we say that if you also have, besides the upper one, also the lower one, then we say the ones in the lower one are not going to make it forbidden for the upper ones. And the reason is because Slik and Nafshai Melyena, when they make their own walls for themselves, they're removing themselves from the rights of and the machitzas of the upper ones, and therefore they don't make it forbidden for the upper ones. Although that they made it in partnership and the lower one has rights in the upper one, but this is what Taisa is addressing, but still, once they make their own, therefore, they're removing themselves from the upper one, therefore, they're not going to make it forbidden. Now, but it says Taisav in your Lurie. The Lurie does not like rash interpretation. Lasas dir b'le bailam, to make this a dwelling place without owners, a dir l'chatzar, this halfway dir, which is that, although it's not making it problematic for everyone else in that area, but lesser l'talta b'tayach, but then you can't carry inside of it. So therefore, by Marie, the Lurie says a different approach. The other min b'sev adar, this that we say, the end of Perek Adar, which seemingly was a raya, to this concept of Rashi, by the Mavi that has, on the one hand, a bias and has a churva, according to B'yichin, that's going to be sufficient to call it a Mavi to be middle of Lech Vekar, and that we're also not going to be geyser, that Dilma Asila Fuke Mani Debat Machurva, they might going to carry out the vessels of the house into the churva, according to the Ri, since there's no one dwelling over there, so then it shouldn't be forbidden at all. What's the geyser to say that we're not concerned for that? We're actually talking about where that churva is actually open up to another house. And for that itself, we should say it's forbidden. But that's what we're saying. That house opens up to another side. It doesn't usually use this mavi. Therefore, the mavi is not permitted with a lech b'kaira mishum bayis because of that house. Only because of the churva, which that house opens up to it. But since it opens up to that house, so therefore it would be forbidden to take out vessels from the other house to this churva because of the bouse of the house that opens up into that churva. So therefore you don't have to say anymore, like we want to say Barashi, that the churva said on the bailam, that it would be forbidden in the churva itself. Therefore we could say that in our sugi that the runes are talking about that there are owners. But since they don't live over there, they're not going to make it forbidden. So they says that according to Rashi, these churvas don't have owners, because if they have owners, it would be forbidden for the people in the houses to use those areas, because a deer that has violence, even though they don't live over there, although it's not problematic for other people to carry in the home over, but it's forbidden inside that itself. Which according to Rashi, no, even if there are owners, since the owners are not there, there's no problem by carrying inside those churvas. So it could even be talking about that there are owners of those churvas.